Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Hydroelectric power is the most widely used renewable energy source in the world. It creates about 1/6 of the world's electricity. But how exactly does it work? And how does it fit into our energy future? We had Lucy Jones and Fatima Hussein from our Possibly team look into this question. Welcome, Lucy and Fatima.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So what exactly is hydroelectric power?
That's a great question. To get a clear definition, we spoke with Alejandro Moreno, the director of the Water Power Technologies Office at the U.S. Department of Energy.
You have a dam or what we call an impoundment. That's blocking water and holding water in reserve. And then when you release that water, it flows through a turbine and spins that turbine. And it's the spinning of that turbine that generates the electricity.
So how do these dams compare to other sources of renewable energy, like wind and solar power?
Well, globally, hydro produces about 3 times more electricity than wind and 6 times more electricity than solar.
But wind and solar will almost certainly pass hydro before the end of this decade.
Still, hydro has one big advantage, consistent power production. Remember, if the wind isn't blowing or the sun isn't shining, wind turbines and solar panels don't generate electricity.
Alejandro says that hydropower is almost always available, because as long as there is water uphill, it will flow downhill if you let it.
Hydro is in some ways a big battery or a big reserve sink of generation that can be turned on when you need it and can also respond very quickly to fluctuations in other generators' ability to provide power.
Hydropower can also store electricity using something called pumped storage.
How does that work?
Let's say a dam or a wind farm is producing more electricity than is needed in any particular moment. That electricity can be used to pump water from the bottom of the dam to the top.
Then, later, when that power is needed, operators can release that water back through the dam to create more electricity.
This all sounds great, but what are the consequences of hydropower?
Like with all energy sources, there are downsides. New dams can flood big stretches of land, which can displace people from their homes.
A report by the World Commission in 2000 found that between 40 and 80 million people worldwide have been displaced by dams.
Some even think the number might be higher if you take into account effects like less access to land for farming and fishing.
Dams also dramatically change the shapes of rivers and affect the habitat of thousands of species that depend on them, including endangered life like river dolphins.
Are scientists trying to do anything about these problems?
Alejandro is working on a few projects. One of them is called the Whoosh device. It's basically a vacuum chamber that sucks up fish and shoots them over dams.
So do the benefits of hydropower outweigh the harms? Is it worth investing in more of it?
Well, we've pretty much dammed all the waterways that we can in the United States, so nationally...
It's more of a question of how we can maximize the hydropower we already have in a way that's environmentally sustainable.
And that might include retrofitting dams so that more of them can use pumped storage.
Globally, many countries are still planning on constructing hydropower dams, and no matter what, hydropower will continue to be a part of the global energy picture because it's efficient and reliable.
But I wouldn't look to hydropower as our only source of renewable energy in the future, particularly where there's a lot of demand for electricity.
Got it. Thanks, Lucy and Fatima. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way you recycle, use energy, or make any other choice that affects the planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute at Brown for Environment and Society and the Publix Radio.